Club, Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton Boats dealer.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Friends at Zero Res patented technology using high pH electrolyzed water, not harsh chemicals, not sticky soapy residue that's left behind. You've known it now, strong powered water. It has its own name, Zero Res Water, Zero Water. This is technology that's incredible, and it's scientifically proven to help your carpets, your area rugs, your tile, your upholstery get an insanely clean. You know, football season here, you want to get ready, big game, people coming over, maybe a road game, and you got a bunch of people coming in. Hey, Thanksgiving around the corner, guests coming in. See my friends at Zero Res. Mention my name right now. They're going to clean a free hallway for you. Three rooms, 129. What a great deal. 864-558-7300. 864-558-7300. ZeroResGreenville.com. On Fridays from Chick-fil-A of Clemson, reviewing what we've done so far today. The Panthers won last night against Houston 24-9, but kind of costly in that you had I think the major one now, at least, is J.C. Horn breaking multiple bones in his foot. Not sure how long he's going to be out. Christian McCaffrey had a hamstring issue last night. Still 3-0 now by the Carolina Panthers. Major League Baseball, White Sox clinch the Central in the American League, and Braves now only two games up after losing last night in Philadelphia, winning. Ryder Cup's going to tee off here, or actually just now did, with the first match of the day. We've got NASCAR in Vegas. We've got beautiful weather all weekend long and a great, great weekend there. Now, John, I'm going to need some updates in the final hour, live updates from Whistling Straits, but that's what's on TV this weekend. We do this every single Friday. We tell you what's on television. We do it in the form of Biggie Smalls and the Biggie Games of the Week. So, John Hyde, if there is a catheter game, there's a game you're not going to blink. You put toothpicks in your eyes to make sure you don't miss a single play of any single aspect. You read about it beforehand and post about it afterhand. Give me an idea of what it's going to sound like on the show today.
I like this. Yeah.
How about medium interest? You watch it, it gets out of hand, until it gets out of hand, but I won't post about it. See, that's a medium interest. How about some mild interest? Like said, someone said, John, you got to turn over, man. If he's watching this, you might flip over. And then finally, no interest at all. All right. We're going to start it up. I know you love it. Major League Baseball, I know you love it. It's going to be over for you pretty soon.
Thankfully.
Yeah, your guys can play spoiler, though, because you got the Phillies this weekend. Pirates, Phillies. How about Cardinals won 12 in a row? They go to the Cubs. The Yankees and Red Sox fighting out for the wild card lead there. You've got Marlins, Rays. Rays trying to hang on and get some home field advantage stuff there. Braves in only two games up over the Padres. My point, Major League Baseball, big weekend this weekend. What do you have for me? I like it. Well, they say, John, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Sure, sure.
But that's not NASCAR this weekend. NASCAR playoffs, man, Vegas bound.
Oh, man. The NASCAR setting still works.
That just hurts me, man. That just crushes me. Get some NASCAR in there for you.
Sorry to upset you this morning.
All right. Got NFL this weekend. Are you ready? Got it started off last night. Washington Football Club. These are the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Now, Washington Football Club at the Bills. Bills, 7-point favorite. Fox, 1 o'clock. How about the 1-1 Bears, 1-1 Browns? Browns, 7.5-point home favorites, 1 o'clock on Fox.
And Justin Fields making his first career start for the Chicago Bears, so that'll be interesting to watch as well.
It won't go good. I'm just telling you that. Ravens, 1-1. Lions, 0-2. Coming off a Monday night loss. Baltimore, 8.5. Road favorite. 1 o'clock. I agree with that one. Colts Titans, little division matchup there. Colts trying to get their first win of the year. Tennessee 5.5-point favorite at home.
I'm just fascinated to see what the Colts do at quarterback when Carson Wentz is dealing with two sprained ankles right now. So it'll be very interesting to see how the quarterback play goes. It's either going to be Brett Hundley or Jacob Eason. So there's something to get excited about, Colts fans.
Hey, big game. Chargers-Chiefs, 1 o'clock. Chiefs 7-point favorite. Chargers got a chance to win. Maybe back-to-back losses for the Chiefs, man.
This is the game of the weekend right here in the NFL.
There you go. Got Saints-Patriots. Both teams looking to go over 500. Patriots a 3-point home favorite. Maybe get the Saints coaching staff back a little bit. Looked terrible last week.
Well, they were all out with COVID, so.
Couple of 0-2 teams going at it. Falcons and Giants. Giants 3-point home favorite. 1 o'clock, Fox. I'm with you. Hey, your Steelers trying to get over 500. Got the Bengals coming in town. Steelers are 3-point home favorite. 1 o'clock on Sunday.
I like this. Yeah.
We're coming for you, Clemson Dominates.
Speaking of Clemson Dominates, a lot of Clemson players in this Cardinals-Jags game. We got it right here on the radio. Arizona 7.5-point road favorite. Late game, Jets-Broncos. Seemed like a mismatch. 10.5-point favorite, the Broncos. 4 o'clock CBS. My Raiders, host of the Dolphins. Raiders, 3.5-point favorite. Bucks, Rams. Boy, maybe game of the week there. Maybe game week 2.0. Bucks and Rams. Bucks are a 1-point favorite on the road. Can't win them all unless you win your third one. Seahawks, Vikings, 4:25 on Sunday. Vikings, a 1.5-point home dog. Late game.
What you got?
49ers. Got the Packers, or could have had Aaron Rodgers out in San Francisco and said he's going to play as a Packer. And then, kind of a stinker on Monday Night Football. Eagles, Cowboys, both neither team very good there.
You know, I'll be spending my Monday evening with Tiger Calls, so be sure to tune in and call in.
Hey, last week was a huge Tiger Calls week. Had a bunch of news coming out of that.
And more news in one Tiger Calls than we've had in a couple of them combined, yeah.
Got a little premiership for you.
Ooh, little footy. What you got?
Viva Ronaldo. Manchester United, Aston Villa, 7:30 tomorrow morning. Glory, glory, Man United. Top of the table, Man United. Get the thing done. And then finally, you guys finally play somebody. You got Chelsea and the Blues going up against City, 7:30 tomorrow. You guys won't know what to do actually playing somebody. You know, you've owned City as of late.
That's what you do. And, you know, as long as Jamie Tartt's not starting for City, I think we should be in a good spot.
Hey, we need to include it. How about what your chances to watch a Ted Lasso this weekend? There you go. New episode coming out today.
Oh, yeah. Be watching that tonight for sure.
All right. How about ole, 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 ole. Ryder Cup just teed off. 3 days, 28 hours of coverage. Little Ryder Cup Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And Rom's already in the bunker.
Oh, is he really?
That ain't good. That's for you and Fear the Europeans. It's not a good start for you boys.
I don't know who I'm pulling for yet. We'll see. All right. College football. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tonight. Rick Stockstill goes to Charlotte, 6:30, CBS Sports Network. Boy, got a big one tonight. ESPNU, Brown and Harvard, H-A-R-H-A-R-H-A-R-V-V-A-R-V-A-R-V-A-R-D, Harvard, Ra. 7 o'clock, ESPNU.
No. The only team in the Ivy League that matters is Princeton. Go Tigers.
Wake Forest, Virginia, 7 o'clock night, ESPN2. It's a big one.
That's a very big one in the ACC, for sure. I need looking for Virginia to cover that -4.
Need some sneak and dick in there. Liberty and Syracuse. Liberty. ACC Network, 8 o'clock tonight.
I think this game gets ugly. I think Liberty just blows them out.
Running Rebels are terrible. Fresno State looks pretty good and ranked and should be. 10 o'clock tonight, CBS Sports Network. We're a fan if you stay for that one, John Hyde. All right, Nooners.
All right.
Tomorrow, noon. On CBS, Boise State and Utah State at noon? What? What the what? How's that a CBS game?
Oh, wait, how is Boise State, Utah State at noon?
I know. 10 o'clock out their time, I guess. I'm going to fly through some of these. ESPNU, Bowling Green, Minnesota. SEC Network noon, Georgia Vanderbilt. Georgia will outnumber Vanderbilt fans in Nashville. ESPN noon tomorrow, LSU Mississippi State revenge game for LSU. Who knows in this one, huh?
Who knows?
CBS Sports Network noon tomorrow, Miami Ohio Army, Hudson River. ESPN 2 tomorrow, Missouri Boston College. Boy, I feel bad. I got a tweet from Boston College guy just now, and man, I feel bad about your quarterback situation. How about the Jack Corn Bowl? Noon tomorrow, Fox, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, in Chicago. The Badgers. What numbers to dial? You go be here for Richmond, Virginia Tech, in-state battle tomorrow. Virginia Tech trying to rebound. The battle for Dallas-Fort Worth, SMU-TCU, noon, Fox Sports 1. Got a little noon, guns up, Red Raiders, Texas Tech, and Texas tomorrow. ABC at noon. Ben Tick Network, decent basketball game. Villanova and Penn State. Won't be much there. Won't be a whiteout there tomorrow. How about the big one tomorrow, 12:30? Miami hosting Central Connecticut State University. Ouch.
I look forward to seeing Mario Cristobal in his first game in action as the head coach at Miami. Will the trustee be at the game? I think that's probably the biggest question.
He'll have a target on his back.
Oh, man.
3:30 games tomorrow. Whoop Big Suey. Yes, sir. Going up against Aggieland. Got 3:30 CBS. Get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared. All right. Colorado State, Iowa. 3:30 Fox Sports 1. How about Illinois, Purdue, 3:30 Big Ten Network? Iowa State, Baylor, 3:30 on Fox.
I want to see something out of Iowa State. We hadn't seen a ton ever since that Iowa game. We spent a lot of time in the preseason talking about Iowa State with all the returning production and Brock Purdy and everybody coming back, Breece Hall. I want to see him get going a little bit.
Speaking of getting going. Louisville is a road favorite at Florida State, 3:30 ESPN 2. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches. A little Rutgers, Michigan, 3:30 ABC tomorrow. Michigan's playing really well right
really
now.
Really well. Really well.
Yeah, Michigan's offensive line's playing well. I've got 4 o'clock tomorrow. Georgia State going to have some pregame antics going up against Auburn. SEC Network at 4. Yeah. Boy, if they could get the ball inside, and the three-point shooting is what I think it's going to be. Kansas-Duke tomorrow, 3 o'clock, ACC Network.
I could care less.
About Kansas and Duke playing football tomorrow? Wallace Wayne Outdoor Stadium.
Oh, my goodness. High-flying action.
Hey, Stanford upset Southern Cal earlier. UCLA is coming off of a loss. 6 o'clock tomorrow, UCLA and Stanford.
I can't decide if Stanford was good or Southern Cal has had that bad of a performance. But I think once the quarterback change took place, Stanford has looked better. Can UCLA rebound? Yes, they lost to Fresno, but that's an extremely good Fresno State team. You and I are both high on UCLA. I'd like to see a good rebound from the Bruins here.
I bet you didn't know we had Super Bowl 58 and 59 already this year. South Carolina went to East Carolina, played in their Super Bowl. Now Kentucky comes to South Carolina, plays in South Carolina Super Bowl tomorrow. 7 o'clock, ESPN 2. Put all your eggs in the basket, boys. Got Kentucky coming to town.
C-A-T-S.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl, man.
I can't wait to hear Shane Beamer's postgame comments. If they're as good as they were after Georgia, it's going to be it'll be a gem.
Let him win that one. He might have a doggone fit over there in the sideline and wins that one.
If you thought he celebrated hard on a walk-off field goal against East Carolina, if they beat Kentucky tomorrow, he's going to do it 100 yards worth of cartwheels.
Remember when Spurrier said, got to remember, it's all in Kentucky. Nebraska, Michigan State, how about Sparty? Ranked and running the football. Fox Sports 1, 7 o'clock.
Sparty's a lot of fun to watch. If you haven't watched Michigan State yet, you're missing out.
Mel Tucker. Got it going around. Didn't Mel Tucker sound like a country artist from 1965? Tennessee and Florida in the swamp tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Oh, rivalry game. Hadn't been much of a rivalry as of late. Let's talk about that game after the break. The new starting quarterback at Ohio State tomorrow. Stroud's injured. Akron, Ohio. Akron's terrible. How about this one? Heels and Bees tomorrow, 7:30, ACC Network. Georgia Tech trying to keep some momentum. North Carolina's offense looked great. SEC Network 7:30, Southern Miss, Alabama. Any chance at all at ABC at 7:30 that West Virginia can go down to Norman and do what Tulane and what Nebraska's done, go into Norman and play well?
Play well, yes. Win, probably not. I am not a fan of Jared Dagey, the quarterback at West Virginia. I like the defense. Oklahoma's offense hasn't been going all that well lately. I expect it to be a closer game, but Oklahoma comes out on top.
The big one tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Fox Sports 2. Willie Taggart, high-flying Ford Atlantic going out to Air Force. Well, those two get together, the granddaddy of them all. What the heck is Florida Atlantic doing playing in Air Force, or at Air Force? Indiana, CBS Sports Network tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Western Kentucky.
Indiana needs to be careful. Western Kentucky can throw it all over the place.
I agree.
They're going to give Indiana fits. This may not be a game that Indiana comes back as a victor.
Jeff Scott's going out to BYU. What in the what? ESPN2 tomorrow at 10:15. Maybe Florida Atlantic and South Florida can share a charter. What are they doing? What is South Florida doing playing at BYU and Florida Atlantic doing playing at Air Force?
Oh, that's my crazy. Goodness.
10:30 ESPN tomorrow night, Arizona, Oregon.
Arizona's bad. Really bad.
Colorado, Arizona State, ESPNU, 10:30. Keep an eye on this one, buddy. Keep an eye on this one. Oregon State, Southern Cal. Watch out. 10:30, Fox Sports 1. Hey, finally, Clemson NC State Textile Bowl up in Raleigh tomorrow. 3:30. Hear all the action starting early here. Well, Clemson NC State tomorrow. Tigers need to get going again. The back of the club, Mac and Holes, my crew's behind me. Man, I like question asking. Biggie Smalls out there for you. We come back, we'll get you updated from the Ryder Cup from Whistling Straits. Take a phone call or two in our final 30 minutes of the show right after this.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
It's bow time. Real deal chicken sandwiches don't take shortcuts. Because bold, hand-breaded chicken, huge pickles, and buttered buns just taste better. Try the new Bo's Chicken Sandwich for $3.99. Only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
It's time to get your home insanely cleaned. Zero Res cleans like no other. No harsh chemicals are used and no sticky soap residues left behind. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129. Plus, when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter, you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Ralph Hayes Toyota, the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, has your choice of select rental vehicles. Choose from full-size trucks, including Tundras and four-wheel drive Tacomas, midsize hybrid minivans like the 40 miles to the gallon Sienna, even trucks with tow hitches. Whether tailgating at Death Valley or a trip to the beach, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has the rental vehicle you want. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer for over 70 years.
We wrote the book on price. Toyota.
Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall invites you to their special VIP event now through September 26th. This event will feature pre-owned jewelry, retired styles, trade-ins, vendor samples, super clearance, and more. North America's largest family-owned jeweler for 75 years, Reed's Jewelers Associates look forward to helping you find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's Special VIP event now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit nicklaverylaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
Hood Construction has been building the right way since 1986, serving the Carolinas and Georgia. Hood Construction is a full-service commercial construction company ready to earn your business. Visit us online and start a no-obligation discussion about your commercial expansion, new build, or historic renovation today at hoodconstruction.com. We're proud of what we do, and it shows. Visit us at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
Get 0% for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0% for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0% for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back to Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a College Football Friday. Glad to have you with us. I have a group of guys that I text about grilling. And so I saw my friend Trey Hester go through the drive-thru here. Larry Williams and I do it. Todd Satterfield and I talk about it. I've got several guys that I just, you know, trade some thoughts about grilling and what's on the grill this weekend and pictures and all this kind of stuff. So the reason I'm able to do that is Big Green Egg, Traeger. I got to do the Blackstone. Paul Strelo's a Blackstone guy. I've got to get into that so I can have something with me and Paul to have on there. But I'm going to do, because I went to Ace Hardware in Simpsonville, John Hyde, I'm going to have a Traeger night. I think Traeger tonight, and I think Big Green Egg tomorrow. Maybe opposite, because that way I can set it, forget it, and watch games tomorrow. So I'm going to do pork on the Traeger tomorrow night. I'm going to do a whole chicken on the vertical chicken tonight on the on the Big Green Egg, maybe a little beer can chicken in there. So looking forward to it. I got both of those, all my pellets, all my seasonings, all my accessories, all my lump charcoal. I get it at Ace Hardware in Simpsonville. You can do the same. Go by and see Ben Duncan. Get ready for the fall. It's going to be awesome. It's Ace Hardware over in Simpsonville for all those great, cool grilling nights. It's going to be awesome coming up here in the fall, no doubt about that. We are currently watching the Ryder Cup. It is tied, but just through one hole. The Rahm and Garcia tied with Spieth and Thomas through one hole, and now they're on to number two. John, I don't know if you're familiar with Whistling Straits. Have you remember Whistling Straits when they had the PGA Championship there a few years ago?
Yes.
It's a very unique golf course in Kohler, Wisconsin. That's why you see Steve Stricker as the captain there, Wisconsin guy. But they're doing a good job of that, of getting the captains in the right places. But that is it's a very unique golf course, and those guys are certainly on number two. And looking forward to what should be a really cool event. Now, you had someone who's not a Ryder Cup fan text into the show.
Yes, well, we've had some of those. And one gentleman asked or said that watching you try to hype up the Ryder Cup is like watching someone try to hype up curling. It's not an exciting event.
Well, okay. Sorry. A lot disagree. And if you don't like it, sorry, man. I go back talking about something else here.
But then he also wants to know, why are you calling the South Carolina-Kentucky game South Carolina Super Bowl?
Because of how the importance you're putting on this game, and because of Shane Beamer coming on talking about how the crowd's got to be into it Saturday night and all the recruits that are bringing in. I mean, this is their big official visit weekend. And because if South Carolina loses to Kentucky, then it's going to be a very, very long season in Columbia. If they can win this one, it can turn into, a pretty successful season for them. And just judging by what Beamer's comments of promoting this game and the big idea that they only had 1,000 tickets left to sell for the game, that this is a big, huge game for South Carolina, and they're treating it like a Super Bowl. And it's a gettable game. You're not going to treat Clemson like the Super Bowl this year. You didn't treat Georgia like the Super Bowl this year, and you're not going to treat Florida like the Super Bowl this year because you can't win. This is a gettable game for you. And this is one of those early, there's a big, big difference in 3-1 and 2-2. And this is a huge game in Shane Beamer's in his early part of his career, in season one. If you don't get that, again, can't help you, bruh. Can't help you. I have not seen our text line. Anything else substantial on the text line today? We're obviously on location, but anything really catch your attention there? Any good questions, good thoughts, good comments?
Texter wants to know what you have against Spieth.
I find Jordan Spieth to be whiny. I find him to blame his caddy for everything. I find him not taking any responsibility for shots himself. I find him to be excruciatingly slow. I find him to be he's never hit a bad shot. Whenever a ball breaks more than he thinks it's just the most exasperating thing in the world. And just can't believe it, Michael. Just can't believe that ball broke that way. No way that ball goes that way. Just some of his shots that he hits that. He does not accept it. He'd actually hit the bad shot. The drive at 8 at the U.S. Open a few years ago where he drove it through the fairway and he told Michael, you put me in the water again. You put me in the hazard again, Michael. Just, blaming caddies. Yeah, give me the wrong club, Michael. Just blaming his caddy and blaming people for his bad swings through the years. I don't enjoy the guy. Don't enjoy that at all.
Texter wants to know, did you ever decide if you're pulling for the United States or Europe? Think of Ian Poulter and Spieth as less sickening.
True.
From Mark.
True. Look, it's hard to pull for Spieth. Hard to pull for Poulter. I can get all that. Poulter's a Clemson guy now, though. His daughter's here at Clemson. My friend says, who is this guy? The one thing, if you don't like the Ryder Cup, but then you start talking trash about curling, we're going to have some issues. That is from a good friend of mine. Look, I like the I love the Ryder Cup. I've made the statement all week long. I think the Ryder Cup, because of the drama involved in it, because of the passion involved in it, and this fan base and these roars that you're hearing, and because of these emotions that you see, and again this high drama finishes in recent Ryder Cups. I think the Ryder Cup is one of the 10 biggest sporting events of the year. And if you're not a golfer, you don't get it. You don't have to be a golfer to enjoy the Ryder Cup, though, because this is patriotism and it's. It's just this high emotion. And so if you just give it a chance, you might not like it.
Speaking of patriotism, texture 5099 gets in. Mickey probably pulled for Russia during the Miracle on Ice game.
No. That time was not. That was a tearful night. I remember the night well, actually, because I watched CBS News before it. I actually knew who won the game before the game was broadcast. It was an afternoon game on a Friday afternoon. And I didn't know that. I thought it was be at night, but it was a Friday afternoon game, and I knew the United States won before watching the game. But no, that was Mike Ruzioni and Jim Craig and Herb Brooks. And no, man, look, I love the United States of America. This is the greatest country on earth. I love the U.S. I just don't like Jordan Spieth. I just don't like the players. I think that's okay, right? It's a sporting event. I like the players. Certain players. I don't like Justin Thomas. That's okay, isn't it? Now, again, I don't like Sergio. And I don't like Poulter. But just through the years, again, I hadn't decided yet. I'll let you know. Maybe. I'm probably going to pull for the underdog. I'm pulling for maybe. I don't know. Let's see how the first 2 days. I'm pulling for a comeback and some high drama through all that. Texas said, we listen, you don't go to road games anymore. Heard you talking about cooking on the Traeger grill. Yeah, I'm not going to go to Raleigh. I went to, I don't know, 10 or 12 years in a row without missing a game home or away. And that was a lot of fun. And once I missed a Syracuse game a couple of years ago because I waited too late. Mare was pregnant, or we had Drake. And I waited too late, and I couldn't get the flight for less than $1,000. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out. Plus, I had a tree guy coming in town to take some trees out. And he couldn't do it but on a Saturday, so I didn't go to that one. Then I figured it out, man, I don't have to go to every road game and save some money. And then COVID last year, you know, you couldn't get tickets to road games last year. Hadn't missed any home games. Missed one home game since 1974. But found out road games with the son now. Man, my son loves it when I stay at home. We play and try to watch games together and all that kind of stuff. Just a little different priority now. But no, I'm not going to go to Raleigh anymore. I'm going to stay home and do some family time and go to church on Sunday with them rather than getting back late and all that. So no, I miss it. I love those road games. To me, I there's times in there, John, where I felt like going on the road was more fun than going home, and great memories of great restaurants and different times in my life, different nightlifes and different sights and some of those great trips. But Gonna not go to Raleigh tomorrow. My wife is still shocked at that, but just gonna spend time with them tomorrow and watch the game and have a good time there, no doubt. So should be fun, no doubt about that. 654 Roar, 654-7627. Can I go off topic because this is sports, but can I give you a thought here, John, on something that you might not like?
Sure.
I'm not a huge Tony La Russa fan, but when the Whites, and he's a weird dude, and he's a very controversial guy, but when the White Sox hired him, and then he made some comments, and there was a lot of controversy around the hire, and he said some things and did some things, and he's always a lightning rod in baseball, but man, you got to give Tony La Russa a heck of a lot of credit. At the age of 76, he won the division last night. And, man, you think about these championships. He's won 3 world championships. He's won he's manager of the year. He is in the A's Hall of Fame and the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. He's won all kinds of division titles and pennants. And, man, the guy's had an unbelievable career. And apparently he knows what he's doing clubhouse-wise and baseball-wise, or maybe they're just that talented. But you didn't think that he was done, but that's his 13th division title. I think I'm right saying 13th division title and 3 world championships and 6 World Series appearances. A lot of people thought that was a bad hire. Doesn't look trying to be a bad hire right now. The White Sox, I think, have a chance in that American League. They've got they're talented, and you can say, well, it takes talent to win, but managing that talent sometimes is a burden at times too. But my guess is because of your Pirates days, you're probably not a big La Russa guy. I'm maybe on the phone there, but I wouldn't think that wouldn't think he'd be a big Tony La Russa guy. I'm not a big Tony La Russa guy, but man, you got to give the devil his due to this thing. Tony La Russa doing a great job there with the White Sox. Let's take our final break of a Friday show. I have a few thoughts about college football, some things I'm going to watch for tomorrow. Get your thoughts on that as well. My friends at the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com. You can tell what time of year it is by what Russell Patterson and our conversations. We talk football every single conversation, every single day of the year that we ever talk. But boy, it's a little before football and a little less business now, but still some business coming up. I've got some decisions to make as far as tax consulting goes with him. I got a little thing from the state Department of Revenue the other day. I got to send a form back in on something, and I just forward all that. Joni, let's be honest with you, Joni takes care of me and does all that stuff for me. I actually messed up and sent too much money in on something earlier this year, and Joni was able to get that refunded to me. Imagine that, making a mistake and spending too much in on something. So she did a great job with that. My point is, I just trust them with everything, and you can as well. So Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Again, 864-859-8289. The United States leading in the first match, one up through two holes as he head to the par three third hole there, but a great start for the U.S. in the Ryder Cup for Spieth and Justin Thomas. But Sergio just flags one at the par three third hole. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the Friday show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this.
Addiction can affect anyone at any time. At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we're dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Medication-assisted treatment is considered the best approach for opiate dependency, and we believe that we're the best. Our staff includes psychiatrists, pharmacists, nurses, counselors, and more, all willing to help you. If you or someone you love needs a change in their recovery, call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
As the seasons change, maybe it's time to change your current car to a hot, fun-to-drive Mazda. Whether you're tailgating, winding through the mountains enjoying fall colors, or driving around town, every ride is better in a new Mazda. Bradshaw Mazda has 0% financing, plenty of styles to choose, and a simple buying experience. We don't hassle you, we help you. Come see Mazda. Hot, stylish, and a huge upgrade from your current ride. And with 0%, maybe you'll lower your payment too. Bradshaw Mazda, where our cars are just easy to buy. See our specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Clemson alum Will here. Clemson fans know tailgating, and since Duck Donuts opened in Greenville, got a new tailgate tradition. It's not a football Saturday without Duck Donuts. In the car, headed to tailgate. You can't beat that combination of cool, crisp air and fresh, warm donuts. It's easy to choose flavors everyone will love.
Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville. It's football season, so let us help you be the tailgating MVP by adding sprinkles in your school colors to a Duck Donuts assortment. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at DuckDonuts.com.
Let's talk about game changers. Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
By texting 484848, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at freshly.com/terms.
When life is hectic and you're rushing to get dinner together, do you
prepare a perfectly grilled flat iron steak on a bed of mashed potatoes, green beans, and sautéed carrots with a
Doubt it. But you could enjoy that meal with Freshly. Chef-crafted dinners delivered to you fresh. Freshly chefs cook nutritious meals from fresh whole food ingredients and deliver them right to your door. Since every meal is delivered fresh, simply remove from the fridge, heat for 3 minutes, and enjoy. There's no prep, no cooking, no cleaning, no stress. And now, get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. No matter how long or rushed your day is, whether you're working from home or wrangling the kids, you can still enjoy a delicious chef-crafted meal delivered fresh from Freshly. Now get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. That's HUNGRY to 484848 for your discount. Text HUNGRY to 484848.
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you?
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
According to the National Elder Mistreatment Study, 1 in 10 seniors suffer abuse in nursing homes. It can be shocking to discover that your loved one isn't getting the care they deserve. If you suspect your family member is suffering from nursing home neglect, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, encourages you to help defend them by calling 864-654-3680 for a free legal consultation. The call and consultation are free. Don't wait. Call now. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson. Now that school is back in session, it's time to get ready for fall sports and tailgating. And the perfect ending for your meal is a tasty made-from-scratch pound cake from the Pound Cake Man. We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area so we can surprise a student or office on a special occasion. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com. Order online or give us a call. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Shannon Howell, head golf professionals, can teach you go through the drive-thru this morning. He sent me a text. They're going to play 150 players a day. They're going to be busy all day long. And what a beautiful weekend for golf. Georgia's out of town. Clemson's out of town. They're going to be busy as can be. So go by and do that. Get a little early morning tea time over there maybe. Maybe next couple of weeks get over there and play. Maybe a little Sunday afternoon over there. Get over there and see my great friends over at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. Stay and play, or you know, take that take home food with you from the Waterfall Grill. You're going to love it. Seen a bunch of threads on some websites, football websites, about getting over and playing. You're going to love Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. Johnny, had one guy saying that don't know why we're talking so much Ryder Cup today on a text line. Just as an answer to that, and I just looked it up during the last break. The last time the United States hosted a Ryder Cup, 6.4 million people watched on Sunday, and that's against the NFL. Last week in college football, only two games drew over 4.2 million. Alabama-Florida drew 7 million, and Auburn and Penn State drew 7 million. The Ryder Cup, the last time the United States on Sunday, would outdraw all but two. Notre Dame will draw more tomorrow in that game, and maybe Oklahoma, West Virginia, maybe. I don't know, but Ryder Cup will have as many viewers now on Sunday with NFL. They're not going to beat the NFL. No one beats the NFL in ratings in sports, but it'll be the most watched sporting event in the world today. It will be the third highest sporting event. Well, you had two football games, two or three might be ahead of it tomorrow. But it's the biggest sporting event in the world this weekend, and it will do better than almost anything outside the NFL this weekend in ratings. So, can't help you there, man. Sorry about that. Jersey Jack's up next, 654 Roar. Good morning, Jack. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing multitasking. I'm listening to your show and watching the Ryder Cup and packing for Raleigh, and just looking forward to a beautiful weekend. And hopefully the Tigers can pull out a W against the Wolfpack this weekend.
Yeah, you always give me some players to watch. What do you have for me this week?
Well, you know, I usually do half analysis and half from the heart. This week I'm going both ways. On the offense, I'm going with the offensive line. I think they need to. They're ready to step up and really get our running game going and protect DJ. So I think I'm going with the offensive line on offense, and on defense, I'm going back to Xavier Thomas. I think he's really ready to show out this weekend.
He's had a really good year so far, and leading the team in quarterback pressures and playing hard. And we need to get NC State in one dimensional and not take let them be very balanced. And I got a feeling. We saw Mississippi State pressure Leary at times, and love to see Xavier Thomas get after him tomorrow at times.
Yeah, for sure. Hope I didn't pick anybody that's going to go into transfer portal next week after the game.
Hey, you never know, man. We got midseason transfer portal guys now. You never know, right?
That's a fact. You know, I'm a little disappointed in Lynn Jay. I think he did the same thing Kelly Bryant did. He got into the room and said, looked around and says, maybe I'm not the best guy in the room here. I think that's what happened. But I hate that he kind of tarnished his 4 years at Clemson. But good luck to Lynn Jay in the future. But I want to really pull on the football team tomorrow afternoon, and then the soccer team tomorrow night against a good SEC foe. So we'll pull for the Tigers all day tomorrow.
Sounds great, my friend. Hey, have a great weekend. Have a safe trip to Raleigh, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good, Mickey. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. You too. Let's get Tennessee Tiger up next. 654 Roar, Vibe Broadband phone lines from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Good morning, Tennessee Tiger. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. Good morning. Now, I just got a few comments. The people that are wondering why you're talking about the Ryder Cup, you know, I've told people in the past, just on simple sports conversations, that, you know, if they don't have college football and golf in heaven, you know, I don't want to go. You know, that's just, you know, two sports I like. I understand, you know, when you talk about the certain players and how they act and why you don't, you know, pull for America. But I know you always liked Tiger Woods, and I never did because of his attitude and the way he was raised. And, you know, I read some articles in some prominent sports magazines about how his father raised him. And I mean, that was between him and, you know, and Tiger, but I never liked him, but, you know, you couldn't doubt his, you know, golfing ability, but, you know, that's just, you know, individual preference. But, you know, there was a time when, you know, I could have called in and, in some tournaments, you had, the wives, you know, caddying for their, you know, husbands at a certain event. And, you know, during that time, you know, Tiger could have had like five or six, you know, girls, you know, caddying for him.
Everybody take like two holes at a time, you know?
Yeah. And then at the 18th hole, you know, his wife, you know, Elin, you know, would have been waiting for him, you know, with the 5-iron. Yeah. But, you know,
he'd have to play defense, play offense for 72 holes, and play defense on the 18th green, huh?
Yeah. I don't listen all day to WCCP, you know, because I can't. But in last week's game with the Tigers and Georgia Tech, I don't know if anybody pointed out that during that whole game, at no time did Georgia Tech think that they couldn't win that game. And that's why, to me, you know, they stayed in the game. And they have a really, you know, quick and fast defense. So in the game tomorrow, at some point, Clemson's got to make it known that, you know, that the Wolfpack can't win this game and, you know, just take the crowd out of the game and just let, you know, them know that, you know, we're going to whip your ass. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, I'm with you, yeah, buddy. I'm with you. Hey, Tennessee Tiger, I appreciate the phone call, man. Hope you have a great day. Yeah, Clemson did not impose its will on Georgia Tech at any point in time. One of the things that impressed me about Tech is I went back and I've seen the game three times now. I always watch the games. Well, I've watched four times. I watched the game live, and then I've watched it three times on replay. And I know I've tried to watch it at least three times, once in person, twice on replay. I was impressed with Georgia Tech sideline and energy. And, you know, sometimes you see body language, but their support staff and their assistant coaches and their players, and I mean, they were into it, and you give them a lot of credit. They had every reason to think they had a chance to be in that football game, and give them an awful lot of credit for the excitement that they built on their side of the field. So, yeah, good stuff there, no doubt about that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. It is a – let me give you a couple of thoughts on a couple of games before we take off. Matter of fact, this is my Brad Hughes mile-wise going the extra mile because I've got a great chance to maybe save some money. I'm driving less than I used to drive, so I'm going to check in with Brad and see maybe if mile-wise is best for me. Think about what happens at mile-wise and think about what happens with maybe saving money. He talks about maybe cutting your deductibles or your premiums in half, not deductibles, cutting your premiums in half. You might be able to do that. Just call, find out, see if that is mile-wise and see if they can certainly do that. You know, tomorrow in college football, going the extra mile, there's some stinkers out there. I mean, Georgia, Vanderbilt, that won't be fun. Vanderbilt, Villanova, Penn State, you know, there's some bad games. Colorado State and Iowa and Alabama's got an easy one, Southern Miss, Rutgers and Michigan, some of those out there. But several statement games tomorrow. Remember we talked about validation games. We did that with Penn State getting validation with becoming bona fide by beating Auburn. I think Wisconsin stays relevant, even though now we're talking about one Big Ten loss already to Penn State. But that was an Eastern Division loss. If Wisconsin can beat Notre Dame tomorrow, they stay relevant in the college football world. Ranked 16th in the country, or 18th in the country, they might move up. Notre Dame needs a big win, though. Notre Dame looks like they've kind of just struggled through this season so far. We'll find out a little bit about who these two teams are. I think that's a statement game tomorrow. I think that in that Tennessee and Florida game, I'm not saying Tennessee needs to beat Florida, because Florida needs to have a letdown, but Tennessee needs to kind of have a little statement in that rivalry and kind of get that game back a little bit. Watch Michigan State and Nebraska tomorrow, John Hyatt, because you talked about it. Smarty's running the football right now, but Nebraska's played tougher in recent weeks. Kind of keep an eye on that one. As far as validation goes, at some point in time, Oklahoma, Ohio State will get healthy against Akron, but you know, Oklahoma's not played very well so far this season. Let's see what Oklahoma does tomorrow. And finally, you know, North Carolina and Georgia Tech, both these teams with one loss in the ACC already, can't afford another loss. North Carolina's coming off some momentum with a big win against Virginia. But, man, you got Georgia Tech has some momentum and feeling good about themselves. We'll see who can kind of validate last week's results by playing well down in Atlanta tomorrow night. So some big games there. John Hyatt, we finish things up as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, big day here at The Roar tomorrow. We're broadcasting the Clemson game. We kick things off at 9:30 in the morning with the Tiger pregame show with Scott Reimer, William Quackenbush. At 12:30, we make way for the Tiger tailgate show with Mark Childress and Daja Davidson. At 2:30, we head into the booth with Don Munson and Reggie Merriweather. At 3:30, toe meets leather. Tigers and the Wolfpack kick things off in Carter-Finley Stadium. And as always, be sure to stay with us for 2 hours past the end of the game with the fifth quarter show with William Quackenbush. Go Tigers.
And that's part of my two-minute drill. I'm going to kind of piggyback on that a little bit. Brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all real estate needs, see my great friend, ericnewton.com. He can help you out with anything that you need as far as real estate in this area. ericnewton.com, full-service real estate here. I'm piggybacking on that. Not only what we have here on the station, but this is a great sports weekend. Told you, Ryder Cup this weekend. Major League Baseball has some great pennant races and some great some playoff spots up there. The wild card is up there. That's going to be really cool to watch. You've got NASCAR in the for you NASCAR fans, you got Las Vegas. Yeah, fairly interesting track, but the playoffs going on there. Weather-wise, it's going to be great. Some great high school football tonight. Some really cool NFL matchups. Two huge games in the NFL on Sunday. And again, Clemson in a full list of college football games tomorrow. It's not October yet. October is my favorite month of the year when it comes to weather and it comes to sports. with World Series and playoff action, all that kind of stuff. April's kind of cool, too. But, man, a lot of great stuff there coming up for sure. Let me thank a bunch of folks here on the for the show today. Folks here at Chick-fil-A doing an awesome job, as they always do. Let me thank John Hype, running a terrific show, as he always does as well. Thanks Scott Reimer of the Tiger Pregame Show, Josh Williams, and Tyler Vissen. Tyler from Jinx Inc. Realty. Give us a great hunting and fishing report, as he always does. Let me thank our callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, and emailers. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Can't wait to hear their show and thoughts on Clemson, NC State, and so much more tomorrow. And, folks, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. But most importantly, tune in on Monday.